Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is Kevin Hardwick, taking a look at the election and the campaign as it starts to approach Election Day, which Kevin has basically been going on this entire time, right? I mean, it's hard to get ramped up and excited for Election Day when more than half the vote might already be in.
Those lines are incredible. I mean, this is, I mean, you just look at Erie County. I remember before early voting started last weekend, I'm looking at those lines in the other states, and I'm saying, who the heck would stand in line for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever? And then early voting opens up here, and you've got people standing in two-hour lines in a state that I think most people know really isn't going to make a difference in the presidential race, but people are still out there. They're so enthusiastic, which is really great. You love to see it.
You know, with so many votes already in, can anything be said now that will affect the race that much? I mean, the campaigning almost seems anticlimactic at this point.
Yeah, well, obviously there are diminishing returns because people are casting votes every day. But in the narrowest of races, if this comes down to 0.1%, which in some of those states it did last time out that Trump won, then yeah, it can make a difference, and candidates know that. And so they're spending enormous amounts of money and enormous amounts of time trying to get those last one or two or three votes. I mean, the stakes are so high.
We have been talking about polling a lot today and, of course, throughout the last couple of months. And one of the things that keeps getting brought up about 2016 is, okay, sure, the polls said one thing months out, but then they got a little closer and closer and closer as you headed toward Election Day. The race really tightened up. Both nationally and, of course, in a lot of those states that were predicted to go one way but ended up going the other. In this case, though, with so many votes already in, I mean, do the polls right now that are being done this week that will be released later on this week and before Election Day hold as much weight as they normally do?
Well, there are two questions. The question is, with so many votes being cast already, does it still make sense to poll everybody? And the answer to that, I think, is yes, because it's actually more reliable asking someone who's already voted, who do you favor, because they've already voted and that's locked in. The other question is, you know, looking at the polls, you know, I'm within the last couple mornings, polls have come out for Wisconsin alone, ranging from plus 5 for Biden to plus 17 for Biden. Now, obviously, someone's got it wrong. And what happens is they're polling different people. They're coming up with different models, which was part of the problem with the state polls 4 years ago. You know, the national polls, as you say, they tightened up at the end, and they said Hillary Clinton would win the popular vote by about 2%, and darned if she didn't win it by 2%. It was the state polls, which are not done as frequently, there aren't as many of them, and you know, they're not as precise, that caused the problems, because no one saw Wisconsin, no one saw Michigan, certainly Hillary Clinton didn't see it. And that's, you know, that's where we were surprised. Now, the polls this time out, the pollsters have changed their turnout models. And, you know, are African Americans going to come out like they did for Obama, or are they going to stay home like they did 4 years ago to a large extent? And the answer is probably somewhere in the middle. What about young people? Every year we hear young people are going to come out, and this is going to be the year the young people exert their power and make a difference. And every year we're disappointed. Well, this year, at least from the early voting, it seems that that may be different. So if I'm a pollster and I decide, you know, to either poll heavily African-Americans or not poll heavily African-Americans, to poll heavily young people or not poll them, it's going to change the outcome. And if it doesn't match up with the turnout that actually comes out on Election Day or in early voting, then I'm going to be off. It's the problem for pollsters.
On another way to look at that, you know, typically, say we look at early July, July 1st, and what the polls say at that date. Now, normally, I feel like a lot of people, July 1st, you're so far out from the election, you wouldn't put much stake in that. But given that a lot of people may have been voting and mailing in their votes, you know, in Pennsylvania, Biden on the 1st of July was up about 8 points. I mean, does that poll all the way back then have more weight this year than it would in a normal election cycle?
I don't know that it would, again, because if you poll those same people today who already mailed in their vote a month ago, they're still going to tell you, I voted for Biden or I voted for Trump, and you take that into account. No, if the difference is, you know, 8 points in Pennsylvania a few months ago or a couple months ago, and it's only five now or four now, that means that people are moving, that the race is tightening up. And I'm not sure it's because of the people that have already voted by absentee.
The election almost seems to be a referendum on polling, too. I mean, could some polling groups be finished if they're wrong?
Well, you would wonder. If they're off considerably, you know, there goes their credibility. I mean, I think they got a pass 4 years ago. They got criticized 4 years ago, but everybody was willing to forgive them and go back and use them again, rely on them again. But if they miss it again this year, that's going to be a problem for them.
Yeah. Looking at some of the other things that we're going to be talking about heading into this upcoming Tuesday, you mentioned the response for early voting and what we've seen, the lines all across Erie County. On Election Day, we're being told not to expect the big lines, but when we talk about the overall turnout, are you expecting some sort of a record here? And when you look at the amount of people heading to the polls, the amount of people who want to take part in early voting, can we look into that at all as to what that might mean for the presidential election or any of the other races on the ballot?
I think it's a good indicator. The early voting, the people willing to stand in line for an hour, 2 hours, whatever, I think is a good indicator of the enthusiasm surrounding this race. I don't know that we'll set a record, because you'd have to probably go back to the 50s or 60s for turnout records, but I think it's going to be larger than anything we've seen in recent election cycles this year. Yeah. And you're right about voting on Election Day. I don't think there will be lines. I mean, consider my situation. I live in the city of Tonawanda. There's one early voting location in the city of Tonawanda. On Election Day, there will be 12 polling places. So, you know, the line isn't going to be as great. If there were 12 early voting locations now in the city of Tonawanda, it would be a lot quicker for us. But, of course, that would be very expensive for Erie County. And as an Erie County legislator, I wouldn't want to spend that much money. I mean, 37 polling locations open for all these days with election inspectors and paying them. This is a very expensive proposition for us.
You know, on the subject of this huge turnout, I want to ask you about down ballot races locally. Do you expect any surprises?
I don't know, because it depends on, you know, who comes out. If Democrats who have never voted before come out really, really strong, then you could see some surprises, perhaps especially in these congressional races, like the ones that are very hot, the Tom Reed race in the Southern Tier, or even the Chris Jacobs versus Nate McMurray. I was just talking to Joe Beamer before we got on about the latest Nate McMurray ad, which I'm very impressed with, the one where the UAW official talks to him during the commercial from the screen that's behind him. That certainly cuts through the clutter, and it got my attention.
when we talk, you know, combine all these things, turnout and the numbers that we're seeing, not just here in Western New York, but around the country. I mean, typically, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, I would look at that and see the amount of people going out to vote and think, well, that probably bodes well for Joe Biden and in turn Democrats down the ballot, because the enthusiasm, the, you know, willingness to get out there, register, stand in some of these long lines, I just don't normally put that with an incumbent, right? I mean, there's never really that much enthusiasm of let's keep it going. It's usually enthusiasm for something new and different, which you can argue if Joe Biden is new and different, but you get the picture.
Well, I think Trump is still new and very, very different. And I think his supporters would stand in line for days, and we've seen that. So there's no question that they're coming out and voting. There's no question that they're enthusiastic. They were 4 years ago. The problem 4 years ago for Democrats was that too many Democrats were complacent, and you don't see that this time. I mean, even with all these polls showing Biden looking really, really good, Democrats aren't believing it, and they're saying we're not going to get caught again. And so they are turning out in large numbers. And that's very good for Biden, not only that the polls are good, but the fact that Democrats don't believe the polls and they're worried about 4 years ago happening. So I think that, you know, all that bodes well for Biden. And quite frankly, I would be surprised if he doesn't win the election. But then again, I and a lot of other people were surprised 4 years ago.
Kevin, it's always great to get your thoughts on this. Kevin Hardwick, political science professor at Canisius, Democrat member of the Erie County Legislature.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.